from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zor, and today we're going to be focusing a bit on an old Sega CD game called Snatcher. And I recently beat it. It was great. It was completely bonkers, which is no surprise given it was made by Hideo Kojima, who did, Metal Gear Solid and all that. And it was a weird little cyberpunk type thing, but one thing I liked about it was the music. And there was some variation in quality at points, but one of the things I like to say, it has a very 80s kind of sound. It's pretty hilarious, actually. It's got a nice sax, and it's panning over this ridiculous glittering cityscape, that kind of thing. And it was really lots of fun, though, and I did enjoy the music. So I'm going to play a selection of it for you today. This first track is one of the first things you hear in the game. It plays over the opening movie, and this is One Night in Neo Kobe City. Was One Night in Neo Kobe City from Snatcher, and I love the saxophone in that. It's got so much energy to it. It's just kind of ridiculous. It really kind of sets up the whole game for you in terms of setting the mood, I suppose. But this next one is one that plays during more kind of intense scenes, and I really love the main synth in this. You can hear it immediately. It kind of almost sounds like a guitar, but not quite. But it's very piercing. But you can in the background of this game, because usually the sound more like a MIDI. through most of Snatcher's, and then most of Snatcher's songs are very short, they're like 50 seconds, and they loop, and they have a kind of MIDI sound, which is why these songs always stood out to me. They would play during, like, the voice-acted cutscenes because they were a lot higher quality than the other ones, but this one in particular, I like it, has a nice urgent feel to it, you know, and which fits its kind of sound, you know, when it plays and its title. This is from Snatcher again, and this is Pressure of Tension. That was Pressure of Tension from Snatcher, and yeah, it really does cut off abruptly like that. We'll be back with more after these messages.
So I'm sitting and clicking, bang, gorgeous, hot, and sexy models like you've never seen.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, what a website. I start ordering right online, and then my engine was roaring and my rocket was ready.
Hey, hope the wife don't find out.
Are you kidding? She told me about it. Anyway, finally I can get my hands on what I've wanted my whole life.
You mean?
Yes, supermodels.
You're kidding.
No, model trains, model planes, model rockets, ehobbies.com. Rocks.
A new world for hobbyists and free shipping with a $25 minimum purchase. That's ehobbies.com.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.lendingtree.com.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and today we're kind of doing a bit of a Snatcher theme. Snatcher was a game for the Sega CD. I'd recommend checking it out if you can. I'm pretty sure it's kind of hard to find now, so you probably have to emulate it. But it was a weird little kind of shooter, kind of adventure game type sort of thing. Totally nuts through most of it, but it was a lot of fun. And it had some pretty good music to it, too. It really grew on me over time. And particularly the more, you know, elaborate songs that would play during cutscenes. And this one would play at the beginning of Act 2, which is pretty much when things started to kind of pick up. It was a very weird game, but it was generally this would play in the background of a huge, what's the word I'm looking for? A huge recap of everything that happened in Act 1. And I guess it was, you know, if you took a break between playing or whatever, I can understand that. But it's just kind of got, again, it's got this kind of mellow sort of feel, and it's got this nice sax going, which I kind of like. This is from Snatcher, and this is the theme of Snatcher Part 2. That was the theme of Snatcher Part 2 from Snatcher. And it's not so much a saxophone, I'm not mistaken, but more like a synth. But also, I like the... It's got a nice mellow feel to it. And I can... You can really, in my head, since I played through the game, I can hear the chief kind of explaining what happened and what's going on, you know, that kind of thing over it. It's very mellow. But this next track is also... This one only played, I think, once, actually, from what I can recall. And only near the end of the game, and very faintly in the background. But I actually had something of a weird history with it. A long time ago, this is back in the days of AOL, probably like 96 or 97, I don't know. This is a long time ago. And basically, I used AOL a lot because that was my first experience with the internet, I know. And I found out about, like, little file libraries. I don't know if they still have these, but generally you could put, it had like a file search, and then you could put in a name or something in there and search stuff, and it'd bring up a list of files that had, you know, that name related to it. I don't know what they were searching for this. I guess news groups or something. I don't know. But either way, back in the day, this was before MP3s got big. Yeah, I know. And I had a lot of MIDIs. I collected MIDIs, and I have still have a lot of them. And to me, a MIDI, this is, again, this is before MP3s were, you know, really widespread or anything, so I had no way of getting better quality music without having something that was like 50 megs. And also, this is because this is back in the days when my, you know, hard drive was about 20 gigs at most. You know, I didn't really have a lot of space for MP3s anyway. So I would download a lot of different MIDIs from AOL. And just random ones, or any, you know, any name that appealed to me, I'd put in words, and, you know, if anything came up, I'd download it. So I had a lot of, you know, random MP3s. And I think one of them, I think there was some kind of video game trivia contest on something, I think. And one of the tracks they had was something just called Snatch.mid. And it was either from a video game contest or I found it some other way, I'm not sure, but either way, I had this Snatch.mid, and I listened to it a lot, and it sounded really familiar to me, and I really liked the melody of it, but I could not for the life of me remember what it was from, or where I'd heard it before. And I showed it to, like, my friends, you know, and I was like, do you guys recognize this song? And everybody was like, no, it's, you know, it sounds familiar, but I don't know what it's from, you know, and it was always, like, kind of a mystery in the back of my head, like, what is this MIDI from, you know? And eventually I posted about it at one point, and I was like, do you guys know? And I think somebody was like, oh yeah, that's from Snatcher. And I was like, what's Snatcher? And they were like, oh, it's just some old game. And that was a few years ago. And so when I decided to actually play Snatcher recently, I was like, yes, I'm finally going to hear that song in the game. And then it only showed up like for 2 seconds at the end. And I was like, that's it. That's Snatch.mid. I knew it the whole time, you know, that kind of thing. So while I was looking for the soundtrack, I was very excited to find the fully orchestrated version of this. Because again, what I had was a MIDI. And I wanted to hear the whole thing in all of its splendor, you know. And it doesn't sound, you know, that improved considering, like, the sound quality. But it does sound better. And I've always had a lot of fondness for this track as a result. But this is from Snatcher, from the very end. This is Twilight of Neo Kobe City. Thank you. That was Twilight of Neo Kobe City from Snatcher. And we'll be back with more after these messages.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. And our next track, if this is the one I'm thinking of, there was kind of an interesting Snatcher soundtrack released. I was looking for the soundtrack after I beat the game, of course. And there's one that had a general medley of various themes throughout the whole disc, and even more hilariously, it had really terrible voice acting through most of it. And, I mean, it's not like the voice acting in Snatcher was, you know, particularly good to begin with, but, it was competent, at least, which is more than I can say for most games of that period. But this CD had some really terrible voice acting. And the thing is, it was one of the few CDs that actually covered some themes you heard in the game. Most of the other ones I found only had a few themes on it, you know, that got reprised. But this one actually covered, you know, some of the stuff that you heard while you were actually walking around. You know, little short things. And that's what I kind of liked. And this one in particular covered a few of the themes in the game that I enjoyed. And, you know, it has some kind of goofy stuff in it, if this is what I'm thinking of. But this is from Snatcher, and this is Danger Dance and Justice All. my mistake. That wasn't the one I was thinking of. But that was Danger Dance and Justice All from Snatcher, kind of an interesting take on a theme that always sort of reminded me of Zine, if you've ever played that game. But our last track for tonight is one that's actually a mix from two games, Snatcher and SD Snatcher, the story of which is way too long to get into here. But I played a version of this for you before on this show, and this is an interesting take on it. Kind of remixes and then blends it in with something else, which I always kind of like. But this is from those two games mixed together. This is Pleasure of Tension, called here. I don't know if that's just a different romanization or what. Pleasure of Tension, Resistance. Thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.